Good morning, 752.
Similar to the negotiations in Congress, our dueling commentators, Cal Thomas and Bob Beckel, this morning are not exactly finding common ground over the thorny issue involving tax reform and spending cuts to avoid the fiscal cliff. Let's begin with Cal Thomas.
Warren Buffett is wrong when he calls for a minimum of a 30% federal income tax on all wealthy people. Grover Norquist is right when he says members of Congress who signed a pledge not to raise taxes promised their constituents, not him. If Buffett thinks the government deserves more money after so much of what we've already given them has been wasted, let him write a check. Economic growth, along with spending restraint, will get us off the fiscal cliff. Higher taxes won't. We've tried raising taxes before, but the spending continues. It always does. It's time for a taxpayer revolt. Let's tell Congress we're not going to give them any more of the money we earn until they cut spending by permanently reforming entitlements. It's not about playing games with mortgage interest deductions. Cut the spending. Now. Mike and Bruce.
All right, Cal, now we get a different perspective from Bob Beckel.
The new catchword in the fiscal cliff battle in Washington is deductions on wealthy wage earners. If you have to start on one deduction, begin with the mortgage deduction. Federal deductions over $100,000 on one house would not be allowed, and no deductions on other houses. One family, one deduction. I realize this would run into severe opposition from mortgage bankers, realtors, and home builders. But if Republicans refuse to allow tax rates to go up on the top 5% of wage earners, the mortgage deduction is the next best option. My guess is the outcry from middle-class Americans would be severe, and Democrats will have to make it clear it's either coddle the wealthy or buckle on tax rates. Republicans have staked their whole strategy on protecting the wealthy Americans in this whole battle. My guess is that the outcry from across the country will be so severe that Republicans will have to look very hard at their strategy. Republicans should ask themselves if protecting the wealthy wage earners is worth it. It's really not a tough question.
Bob Beckel and Cal Thomas, part of commentary and analysis from all sides here on WTOP. And you can read Cal and Bob's Common Ground column in U.S.